More than 1,460 U.S. service personnel have now been killed in the Iraq War, among them Marine Captain Sean Brock. Last Monday, his ashes were cast into the Pacific Ocean. The 29-year-old Californian, who spent his life by the beach, was killed by enemy fire earlier this month. NPR's Carrie Kahn has this remembrance.
Just blocks from the ocean in Redondo Beach, Sean Brock's brother and sister sit in their mother's condo, sipping coffee and looking through old photos.
Let's see what I got.
Anita Brock shuffles through a stack of pictures.
This is ROTC. He looks so young there.
Sean had a twin, Rainey. Anita says they were easy to tell apart. Their nicknames made it clear why. Sean was Lips, Rainey was Four Eyes.
Because I had these big, thick glasses. And
he had large lips, you know. He used to say Sean could hold a piece of chalk on his lips. You know, the chalkboard, you know.
His head grew into his lips as he got older. But when he was younger, he had these big old lips.
The twins were inseparable, even to the point of joining the Marines together right out of high school. They were only 17, and their parents had to co-sign for them to enlist. Anita says she and her husband were a pair of Vietnam-era hippies, and giving her sons to the Marines wasn't easy.
But I think about it, I would never take that back, even to have Sean's life here. He did what he wanted to do. He enjoyed his life. He was so proud to be a Marine.
In the service, Sean met and married a Navy nurse. He was working on his doctorate degree, planned to take the Foreign Service exam and join the Peace Corps once he came home. Even while in Iraq, Sean stayed in touch with his family. It was his second tour. Rainey says his brother didn't volunteer to go this time, but felt a sense of duty. Their last conversation was on the night Sean was killed. As they were talking on the phone, Sean told his brother that things didn't feel right.
He feels uncomfortable. It's an eerie calm out here. He said it's cold out here. He's sick of sitting in one place. He feels like he's a sitting duck waiting for something to happen.
That night, insurgents drove past the perimeter of Camp Blue Diamond in Ramadi, Iraq, an expansive military base surrounding a palace owned by one of Saddam Hussein's sons. As they had done several times, the fighters shot an explosive device into the compound. L.A. Times reporter Tony Perry, embedded with the Marines, was sitting on a curb when he saw the missile.
It flew right over my head. I heard that very ominous whistle. I've heard it before. It hit. I saw the dust. I saw people running. I heard the medevac. They went over. They were working on them. I did not think that one was dead. And, of course, there was.
Two Marines on the base were hit by the device's exploding shrapnel. Sean Brock was the only fatality. His funeral was held in a small church perched on a cliff overlooking the ocean. Sean's wife, Heather, read from one of his last emails. It was full of future plans. His boyhood pal and fellow Marine, Conan Chang, said as he watched the Iraqis risk their lives to vote, he knew their freedom wasn't free.
It cost us a brother, a son, a husband, an uncle. Part of my soul died along with you. But a lot of your soul, your memory, your dreams lives on with all of us.
A full military funeral followed the church service. Sean Brock's ashes were cast into the ocean, not far from his hometown of Redondo Beach. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.